The Trinitarian Bible Society has been publishing the scriptures since 1831. In 1832, there was a report that set out we had published over 7,000 copies of the Word of God. Over the next number of years, till the 1860s, the Trinitarian Bible Society published over 100,000 copies of the full Bible and 200,000 copies of the New Testament. In 2020, the Society was able to publish, either through licensing or through printing itself, over 7 million scripture items to 111 countries in 40 languages. If you were to average out the scriptures that we published in 2020 across the whole year, that works out as around every 4 seconds, somebody, somewhere, receives a printed edition of the scriptures from the Society. It is our great joy and privilege to be involved in such a work. And of course, it is not only the fact that we are printing the Word of God, our desire is that people would read the Word of God. And we hope that as we print God's Word and it's made more widely available, the Lord would be pleased to bless the scriptures that are given out. As we're reminded in the Psalms, the Lord gave the word, and great is the company of those that publish it.
The Society takes great care to ensure that the scriptures that we receive and have approved from our translators are then carefully laid out, ready for printing. It's very important that the font is pleasing to the eye, that it is readily easy to read, both in normal type and in italic type, and it is something that we pride ourselves upon, to make sure that we make good use of each page and that the text is readable even by someone who doesn't have very good eyesight. And we recognise that in many countries people cannot afford spectacles, they're not able to have contact lenses, and so we must always bear in mind, as far as possible, those who are poorly sighted but who yet long to read the scriptures in their own language. We have a dedicated graphic designer who is very experienced in typesetting the Bibles, both in English and in other languages. Sometimes we're dealing with a script that is very difficult, so we always involve our translators in proofreading the text once it's typeset, to make sure that we've not introduced errors and that the scriptures are going to go forth as far as possible free from any unintentional errors. Once we have typeset the scriptures, the file is sent to the printers, who then produce a plate which is fitted to the printing press. And the high-speed printing presses used by our partners and suppliers produce the scriptures at very high speed, printing thousands of pages a minute. Once the web of paper has been printed, the scriptures look something like this. The pages are then folded and then they're cut.
During the binding process, our Bibles are, where we're able to, both glued and sewn, so that they provide a durable and long-lasting Bible for the recipient. So the Society uses many different printers across the world. Printers who we use on a commercial basis, and also those who are willing to help us and print the scriptures through various ministries that they have. One such ministry is one in Ohio that is able to print many scriptures for us to make them available to needy people across the world.
You know, the printing process all starts when Trinitarian Bible Society sends us the file. Once we receive the file, it goes to our pre-press department. They make the plates, send the plates out to our big web press, and those signatures start to come through. The paper goes through, and the ink touches the paper, and the Sympty Bible is printed. Then we take that signature and bring it to our bindery line. Our bindery line then collates the scripture. It puts a glue on the backbone, and then we put a cover on there so that we can get ready for the binding of the hardback Bibles and then the leather Bibles as well. The hardback binder takes the book block and a hard casing and puts those two together. We feed in the book block. It puts a nice headband around the top. It will put a cover on it after it puts glue. It clamps it together several times, and we box it out the back. And it is really nice. The Bibles are boxed up. They're ready to go to the Sempty people, and they will soon open up that box and read the Word of God for the very first time.
Once the Bibles are assembled and bound, they are then shipped sometimes directly to the country where they're needed, or they're shipped to our headquarters or branch offices. And we have branches in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the USA, and Brazil.
One of the things we've introduced in recent days is what we call the editorial system. This seeks to digitize the existing scriptures that we have and also utilize the software available for us to ensure our translations are correctly published, as accurate as possible, and enable these scriptures to be published online. The way we do this is when a translator completes their translation, certain markers are placed in the text to indicate when a verse begins, when a chapter begins, and where there's a new book of the Bible that commences. These are then used to set the code that will then be used to produce an online version. Furthermore, when it is placed on the online system, we are then able to take that through to our publishing software. So the text can be placed in a format that you see in your published Bible that is readable and can be done in a more automated way, saving us many days when it comes to publishing the scriptures. Another aspect that we make the scriptures available is the online Bible. The online Bible currently has all sorts of different languages that we trust are faithful translations from the Word of God, both from the Hebrew Masoretic and the Greek Received Text. We hope that these online scriptures make the Bible more widely available to those who would never be able to reach it, humanly speaking, with a copy of the Word of God. In addition to publishing full Bibles or New Testaments and Gospels, we also publish scripture items. This can be in the form of tracts that are given out, calendars that have a scripture verse on, and also posters. And some of these are put up outside churches, on public transport, so people can see them as they walk by. And in these ways, we are able to publish the Word of God and make it more widely known across the world.